pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This Wednesday, March 27th, NBA Player Props edition of the PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com. Make sure you use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code NBA SGPN for a 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
And taking a shot, the ground down, failed. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws.
Welcome, everyone, to the NBA PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, March the 27th. Currently 12:45 on the East Coast. Here to get in to our NBA player props for the Wednesday night action. Talk about some injury news. Guys coming back. Guys that are on the shelf right now across the association as we wind down the season here. Of course, we'll give you 3 player props each for the Wednesday night schedule here in the association. But joining me here to help me break it all down, you guys know him also as a voice of the NFL PropCast as well. I got my guy here with me. It's Chris B. Captain. Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
What's up? You know, it's a little rainy over here in Virginia, but, you know, we still trying to get to the money. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, a little snow, hail, rain, sleet, and snow all mixed together, man. We trying to cash, you know. So it's a big card for today. I think it's, 12 yeah. games on the board. So tons of opportunity to make some money. We're still waiting on some injury news. I think you might have mentioned that already, you know. But I'm excited, man, as I always am, to come on here and hopefully give out some winners, man. Tell people how we're looking to get paid today with some of these player props. So let's jump into it. You know, let's go.
Yeah, man, like you mentioned, 12 games on the schedule here tonight. So hopefully we can find more opportunities to cash here with our player props for the Wednesday night card. I mean, usually do we talk about some injuries quickly that are going around the NBA here, guys that may be out for a little bit or guys that are coming back. Not sure if we mentioned Brandon Ingram last week. He's dealing with a left knee contusion. He should be out, I think it's at 2 weeks, Chris, if I'm not mistaken, for Brandon Ingram. So hopefully he's back in time for the playoffs for the New Orleans Pelicans. I did see Mitchell Robinson get upgraded to questionable here today for the New York Knicks. So hopefully getting some front court depth back there for this New York Knicks team. Other than that, Patrick Beverley, another one that we just got news about. That one hurts a little bit if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. I know Beverley just brings that defensive intensity for any team that he's on, whether it's been, God, I don't know how many teams he's been on, from Chicago to Houston, Miami, Lakers, obviously now with the Bucks, Philly. So he's a guy that brings that defensive intensity, but a little bit of a blow there for the Milwaukee Bucks as we winding down the NBA season here. So I think the goal right now for most of these teams, especially the playoff teams here, Chris, it's that you know, just keeping our guys healthy, getting them ready for the postseason run. And, you know, health is the most important part right now for a lot of these teams here. But any other injury news that I may have missed or I think that we should mention before we get into our player props?
Not that I can think of, you know, but I think you did a pretty good job. We got the little knick-knack injuries. I think, you know, Bradley Beal sticks out, which I'm going to talk about him a little bit today. I know he's not listed as out, but he didn't practice yesterday with that. If you had a chance to watch that San Antonio game, he kind of jammed his fingers, I think, a little bit. And then we got, you know, like you said, the day-to-day stuff with Jamal Murray. Same thing with Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards. Those guys always seem to be listed as questionable. The Lakers, you know, all of their guys played big, big minutes last night. So, you know, important to kind of monitor, you know, what happens with those guys, especially Anthony Davis. I think he could potentially sit in this game just because he was getting that treatment on his knee in between every time out and played 52 minutes yesterday. So, yeah, it's a lot of little things, you know, especially on a big slate like today with 22 teams being involved. So definitely want to make sure, you know, you've done your due diligence before pulling the trigger on some of these for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time that you want to have your notifications on if you don't already for all the injury news that does come across in the association. And again, guys that are being load managed / injury managed right now, I think the Denver Nuggets are a prime example of that, where you're seeing Jamal Murray missing a couple games here and there, Aaron Gordon the same way, Nikola Jokic as well. So, you know, they're getting ready to – they're kind of in that awkward phase that, you know, do we want to lock up this number one seed as soon as we can? I mean, I think that's probably going to get down to the wire between them, the Thunder, and the Minnesota Timberwolves, who coincidentally, Chris, are in the same division as well. So, I mean, the one that gets the number one seed will also be the division winner between those three teams. So, yeah, definitely an important time right now in the season for you to keep those eyes on the injury report and have those notifications on for those guys. And again, we talk about some of these injuries, then you can also find value on some of the player props as well for guys that are going to be stepping in for those guys that are sitting games in and out of where the market may have not caught up. And again, we're kind of in that juncture of the season where there's multiple sports going on. So maybe they're not really paying attention to those player props. Obviously with college basketball and Sweet 16, MLB starting on Thursday. So, you know, the focus for some of these books are starting to get divided a little bit, where you may be able to find some loose lines here across the, you know, not only the sides and totals, but also for the player props here as well. So, before we actually do get into the player props here, guys, of course, you guys are listening here to us on the NBA Propcast on SGPN. SGPN, we're the home of 20-plus gambling podcasts, and it's all completely free. And in honor of March Madness, this week's featured shows are the Sports Gambling Podcast, the flagship, SGPN, hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Second Money Green. The guys have picked every tournament game against the spread since 2012, and again, might I remind you, it's been all for free. And of course, the college basketball experience, those guys have been absolutely crushing it there. Kobe Dan, aka Pig Dundee, Ryan Moneyline Mac, and producer Noah B continue their unmatched coverage of college basketball betting. So again, make sure you tap in with those guys before the Sweet 16 kicks off on Thursday. And of course, make sure you guys subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience wherever you do get your podcast. All right, Chris, let's get into our player props here, man. Lead us off. First player prop for tonight. What are you looking at?
So we're going up north, you know. We're going to Toronto, and I'm looking at Brunson. Looking at Jalen Brunson. I like his assists, you know, more than I like his points. I think this is a game where he could potentially, you know, have a double-double. So assist line sitting at 6.5. I think that's an absolute some value there. Absolutely. We're looking at a Jalen Brunson, first of all. I think this is important to mention because this number is getting big as far as the spread. But we talk about Toronto here, you know, and we're talking about a coach in Thibodeau that he's not taking his guys out. Like, that's just it's not what he does. He's not into that. So, you know, the one team that you can always play on, because you know the guy's going to be out there, would be the New York Knicks. So because Toronto, you know, is terrible, Brunson's still averaging 30 minutes a month this season. They just had a game against Detroit, you know, that was at home. And, you know, he played 30 minutes in that game. That game, they won by 25, and the game was over with in the first quarter. So I love the minutes, first and foremost. But then you go back and just look at Brunson. He's been dishing the rock lately. 7 assists or more in 3 of his last 4 games. You look at Toronto, they've surrendered 7 assists or more just in the last seven games to all of pretty much every single primary ball handler that they faced. You got Dennis Schroeder, who had seven. SGA had eight. Sabonis just had 10 in, of all people in the world, career high. Oh, I think it tied a career high. Jordan Poole with 12 assists, you know.
Oh, so, boy.
I think, you know, I think I'm okay with the matchup here on the Toronto side. Defensively, they haven't been too bad. But when you look at who they're trotting out there, you know, this is not a, you know, necessarily a NBA caliber team with, you know, Freeman Liberty out there, Gary Trent Jr., Obagi. So, yeah, I think 6.5 is, and it's not juice, -103 if you guys shop around. That's the best number I found anyway. But I do expect this to get juiced more throughout the day, you know, because it feels like a spot where, you know, the Toronto defense, it caves in the middle. That's typically where they really struggled. Last 2 weeks, opponents are getting to the rim at the third highest rate, and they're actually 28th in opponent rim accuracy as well. So they're allowing teams to shoot about 74%. We know what the Knicks like to do. Get the ball to Brunson. Let him go one-on-one. They'll help. He'll find the open man. Give me Brunson over at 6.5 assists here to start things off, you know.
Yeah, this might be possibly the last game we get to really fully fade the Toronto Raptors. I did see RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley were back at practice. Not playing here tonight on Wednesday, but they may be back in their next game here. So, again, we probably see this last time before those two guys do return. But, yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, Jalen Brunson, I don't think has been talked about enough what he's been able to do for this Knicks team and all the injuries that they've dealt with, right? I mean, we talked about Mitchell Robinson. Has missed significant time. Same thing with Julius Randle. And you mentioned like Thibodeau's going to play his guys 45, 46, 48 full minutes if he has to. And Josh Hart has been at the front of that, but I think they've managed Jalen Brunson's minutes a little bit. But when he's on there, I mean, he's so efficient, you know, whether it's shooting the basketball, scoring points, or like you mentioned, I mean, recently where he's dishing out assists. And again, it's just a full fade right now of this. Toronto Raptors team, and Jalen Brunson has done really well against the Raptors this season as well. So I think this would be another game where it could be done, like you mentioned, in the first quarter, first half for the New York Knicks. And I mean, they're just playing some great basketball right now. And again, they already mentioned it here, Chris, had three games this season against the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson, eight assists, nine assists, and nine assists. So yeah, definitely will be. I'm going to add this to my card here tonight. I think it's a great look here for Jalen Brunson in this game. All right, getting over to my first player prop here, Chris. I'm going to go over to that game between the Brooklyn Nets and the Washington Wizards. And I'm looking at Nick Claxton to go over on his rebounds. His number was at 10.5 last night. It's up to 11.5 as I thought it would move here, but I'm still comfortable with it at 11.5. You take a look, number one, what the Wizards have given up to the center position for the entire season as far as rebounding goes. They're allowing, I want to say it was close to 17 rebounds per game, 18.1 exactly, to that center position all in the entirety of the season. Now let's take a look at what Nick Claxton has done this season alone against the Wizards in three games. This is going to be the fourth matchup between these two teams. And in the three prior matchups this season, 13 rebounds in 28 minutes, 15 rebounds in 26 minutes, and then 12 rebounds in 30 minutes. In the last game, which was back on December 29th of 2023. So all three matchups this season, he's gone over this projection of 11.5. If you want to take a step further, last season, the last game he played in against the Wizards in 37 minutes, he had 15 points and 13 rebounds in that game. So I think that continues here for Nick Claxton against the Washington Wizards. And then if you want to take a look at it more recently, in his last game against Toronto, you know, we've also talked about playing your centers against the Toronto Raptors as well. I think something similar. He played 35 minutes in that game, grabbed 16 rebounds for the Brooklyn Nets in that game. And again, we've seen an uptick in minutes as well for Nick Claxton. He's played at least 31 minutes in four of the last five games. So if he's in that realm of playing 30 to 32 to 35 minutes again, I think that he does in fact clear this number here tonight for the Brooklyn Nets. And again, this game, according to the books, should be a closer one because it's only a 3.5 point spread in favor of the Brooklyn Nets against the Wizards here. So I say all that here, Chris, to take Nick Claxton over 12.5 rebounds. 11.5 rebounds is the number right now currently over on DraftKings.
Yeah, the 12 and a half should be good too, you know, if you didn't make a mistake. So, no, but he probably will, though. This makes a ton of sense here, you know. You get a Washington team that's going to be without Tyus Jones again, who's the leader of that team. I would only imagine that, well, I know that they haven't been able to score as many points, you know, recently without him. Their offense has really struggled, but they've been, you know, a little bit better of a defensive team. I think they're like top three defensively over the last three games. And granted, they haven't been playing against the toughest matchups, but that should go well in your favor. Also, you get a Brooklyn team that's, you know, just really killing it on the offensive glass. They're top six in the offensive rebounds over the last 2 weeks. And you mentioned it on the Washington side, bottom 10 offense and allowing and grabbing offensive rebounds. So they're not grabbing a ton, giving up a ton of defensive rebounds. But then on the opposite side, they're not doing a good job of, you know, offensive rebounding the basketball either. So definitely expect the Nicholas Claxton to be in the paint. I also love that he they have Rashad Holmes and I think Marvin Bagley is back as well, you know. And and that I always look at that because you don't want a big that's going to pull him away from the rim. And I mean, neither one of those guys are going to pull him away from the rim. Those are like primary, you know, foundational centers. Like, you know, they play traditional back to the basket basketball. So, he should be in a really good opportunity here. You know, if I could not talk you off for looking at Claxton rebounds over the 10.5 or 11.5, like you said.
Yeah, just a news that just came across here that Woj reporting that Mitchell Robinson is in fact going to be expected to play at least here tonight for the New York Knicks against the Toronto Raptors, as we were just talking about. All right, Chris, before we get over to our next player props here for the Wednesday night schedule, let me tell everyone about Cut. Hey, Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, other events, and with verifiable outcomes, plus tons of fun social features that give it a feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower vig and fully customizable odds. You can also create your own bets. Hey, if you're in a group chat, you guys are going head-to-head, disagreeing on something, put it up on Cut, and you can create your own odds on there as well. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and much more. You can get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at Cut.com. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing app, fantasy app in the industry. You can play their pick 'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's games for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night, and you can pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick 'em entry. You can also make rival picks, which pits two players against each other. We've had a lot of success on the NBA Gambling Podcast show on our Underdog Fantasy entries. Scott and myself, we hit one last night. You could have 5 extra money last night if you would have followed us. And if you haven't already signed up, make sure you do it. Make sure you use that promo code NBA SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick 'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code NBA SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick-em special. Must be 18 years or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Chris, let's continue rolling here, my man. Take us over to your next player prop, my friend. What do you got?
So I want to go to the Thunder in the probably one of the most exciting games on the slate. You know, the Thunder are playing against your Houston Rockets today, and I'm looking at Lu Dort. I want to take his under here. You know, I combine the points and the rebounds together, and it's for a couple of different reasons. First of all, it's juice to the under, so you know, the books are already kind of shading it in that direction. I got it at -125 on Bet365, but Dort, second leg of a back-to-back. I'm not sure how much that means, but he has been in a bit of a shooting slump, you know. So his first game back home, so it's road home back-to-back as well. He's been in a bit of a shooting slump. Last four games, he shot 25% or less in each one of them, only scoring 10 points once. And we know he relies a lot on those jump shots. Those corner threes is what he shoot a lot of, you know, based on some of the penetration. He's also been held under double digits in three of his last four games as well. So he stayed under this number in three of the last four and been held under double digits. And Dort, he's also going to be he's not much of a rebounder in the first place, only averaging about less than 3.5 in the month of March. And tonight, he's going to have his hands full, you know. He's going to be out there trying to slow down Jalen Green, man, who's been absolutely on fire as of late. I don't have to give you guys those numbers. But I think this should limit his rebound opportunities here, even more as the primary defender on Jalen Green. And I also think that, you know, looking at Houston defensively, you guys are really ratcheted up, you know. If I don't think people are really paying attention. Granted, Houston's scoring a lot of points, but this defense has been really, really good. Specifically in the department that affects Lu Dort, is that you guys actually rank fifth in opponent three-point frequency from the corner and second in opponent three-point accuracy, holding teams to shoot just 27.7% over the last 2 weeks from that corner three. And that's his primary shot. So I think he can continue to struggle here. You know, if he has games, if you go through and look at his game log, he has games, his recent games. Last night, he only shot 1-for-4. Against the Pelicans, 1-for-6 against the Bucks, 1-for-5 against Toronto, 1-for-4 against Utah. So, I mean, combined, that's what, 4-for, just some quick math, 4-for-19 in his last, you know, 19 three-pointers. So I think with that, the travel, and with how well you guys are playing defense, like I said, top five in three-point frequency and accuracy, and opponent three-point frequency accuracy over the last 2 weeks, I think Dort is going to struggle in this matchup. You know, if it doesn't bode well for him, he's also faced you guys 3 times this season, and he shot pretty bad in 2 of those 3, going 0-for-3 from 3 in the first meeting and 1-for-5 for 3 in the second meeting. He did go over in the in-between meeting, but in 3 games, he's actually gone under this number in 2 of the 3. So give me Dort. I haven't mentioned the under, been shopping around for one, you know, and I found one that I like a lot tonight, man. Give me Dort under. 13.5 points plus rebounds here.
Yeah, Chris is the president of the Lu Dort Club, because I remember a couple weeks ago you gave out Lu Dort on the over on his three-pointers. I think that cashed within like the first 6 minutes. But yeah, you're right. Like, he's in a slump right now, and the Rockets defensively have been doing an outstanding job, and I think that's what also has translated to them winning these ball games, which has now been, 9 in a row, and they're competing here for a play-in tournament spot. I know they're on the heels of the Warriors. Will they catch them? Not sure, but again, they're doing everything that they can to put pressure on the Warriors and then try to sneak into that 10 spot. We'll see what happens, but again, you're right. It's really been on the defensive side for this Rockets team, and I think that that's going to have to continue. That's something that Ime Udoka preached at the beginning of the season, right? That if we're going to win ball games, we're going to change the culture here in Houston, in this organization. That's starting on the defensive side, and over the last 5 games, I mean, you gave out the corner threes. Just overall, they're the fourth best three-point defense over the last 5 games. I think that's something that's going to have to continue against a team that, again, is not the greatest three-point shooting team. And again, when you talk about three-point shooters on this team, it's Lu Dort, man. And I think we talked about this when you gave out the over, that he had really worked on his jump shot in the offseason for this OKC Thunder team. But right now, I mean, this is where he's kind of, you know, trending downwards, and that happens to a lot of the shooters and just, frankly, NBA players in general. So I think that'd be the time to capitalize right now, especially in a game right now. And this is a huge game for both the ball clubs, right? Especially OKC coming off the overtime, or it's not the overtime, the road victory against the Pelican yesterday, traveling back home, going up against one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now, in the Houston Rockets. So it's going to be a fun game to watch, 100%. My eye is going to be glued to this for sure. So yeah, with you on Lu Dort here for sure. All right, my next player prop here, I'm going to go over to that game, the Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, last night we did see the Lakers pull off the stunning comeback and beat the Milwaukee Bucks in double overtime in a game where you had Anthony Davis play 52 minutes. You had, I think, D'Lo played 50-plus minutes, if I'm not mistaken. You had Austin Reeves put up a triple-double. You had 3 different starters that had double-digit rebounds. And obviously the one guy that sat last night was LeBron James, and maybe it was for him to come out and play here tonight. So I'm looking at his PRA here, and I think with all those guys that play those heavy minutes, especially the starters last night, Chris, I think LeBron, I think in fact he does play here tonight because, again, it was a back-to-back situation. And I think you take a look at, number one, the Lakers' schedule. It's a very, very favorable schedule right now on what they can do to really get out of that play-in tournament bracket if they so choose, because those other teams that are in there are struggling at the moment. But if you take a look at the schedule right now for the Lakers, so they obviously got the victory last night against the Bucks. You have the Memphis Grizzlies here tonight on the road, and then you go to Indiana, to Brooklyn, to Toronto and to Washington. So this could be a pathway where they've already won four games in a row, and they could get this winning streak up to what? Another five games there to maybe get to nine in a row and cement themselves in the top six in the NBA, or sorry, in the Western Conference. So I think that's going to have to be led by LeBron here tonight. And it's just a play for me here, Chris, that again, we may see some tired legs from the other guys, and that LeBron has to be that guy here tonight for this Lakers team. When you take a look at what he's done recently against the Memphis Grizzlies in his career, I mean, the points have been there for him. He had 5 games ago, which was back in the 2021 season, 37 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 35 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 23 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. He's getting the rebounds. We know he can get the assists, and he can score at will here. So I expect LeBron to take on the heavy lifting here tonight against his Memphis Grizzlies team. So it's just a play for me, purely based on what transpired last night for this Lakers roster as far as the minutes played for these other guys. So I'm going to go LeBron PRA. I couldn't fault you off if you just wanted to play his points and assists to go over, because he's recorded at least 9 assists in 4 of the last 5 games. And of course, we know that he can score the points as well. So points and assists, let me get that number. But right now, the PRA is at 42.5 for LeBron. And the points and assists for LeBron here tonight is going to be, 34.5. So I think I'll pivot here, Chris. I'm going to go points and assists over 34.5.
Yeah, you know, this is one that I had on my short list. I was going to use this as an honorable mention, but I didn't even know the line was out yet. I mean, it just makes a ton of sense. Like, it made all the sense in the world. Why not, right? You mentioned those guys playing very, very heavy minutes last night. And you also mentioned the Lakers really needing to win. They did them a solid last night, you know. You go into Milwaukee and you win that game. D'Angelo Russell, you know, Rui Hachimura, Anthony Davis, Spencer Dinwiddie stepping up at key times. So I feel like, you know, The hope in this game, you know, if the reason why I think the Lakers can be hopeful in this game is because even though Memphis has gotten, you know, Jared Jackson Jr. back and they've gotten Desmond Bain back in recent weeks, they still really, really struggling over the last 2 weeks. This team is 24th in defensive efficiency, 25th in opponent effective field goal percentage. They're also not getting a bunch of rebounds, you know. So I actually would include that. I know the Lakers aren't getting a ton of rebounds, but I think the opportunity could be there because honestly, I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to play. So I think LeBron will have to go in there and grab those rebounds as well. You know, I would probably include that as well. But Memphis, they've just not been great defensively, giving up, you know, almost 120 points per 100 possessions. And the Lakers, I think, probably rely a little bit more on their offense in this spot, you know, versus their defense. Just because they will have those tired legs. You mentioned all those guys playing 48 to 50 minutes. It was 3 of them on the team last night. So, there's no way I could talk you off this the way Memphis has been looking. Also, first game back home for Memphis, so they could come out a little flat. Bron got to really turn up in this spot. You know, Lakers love the PRA at 42.5. I'm probably going to get there with you.
Yeah, the last 5 games, the Memphis Grizzlies, in fact, are allowing the most rebounds in the entire association. So, I mean, if it's not Anthony Davis tonight, it's probably going to be LeBron here tonight for the LA Lakers here, Chris. All right, before we get over to player prop number 3 for the Wednesday night schedule here for us, let me tell everyone about Hall of Fame bets. Hey, win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, Chris, let's get into player prop number 3, my friend. What do you got?
I mentioned him at the top of the show. You know, if I'm going with Bradley Beal, I'm taking the under on him because I watched that finger injury, and I think that's a big part of the handicap here. Points listed at 15.5, and it's already juiced towards the under. It's -120, but I'm cool with drinking that 20 cent. Beal did have a 16-point game, you know, 16 points on 6-for-18 shooting versus the Denver Nuggets in that last matchup. But that matchup did not have Devin Booker included. So he could have potentially had more because that was a lot of volume that he got without having Devin Booker there. You know what he's capable of. He didn't practice yesterday. I mentioned the injury part. He didn't practice yesterday. He's dealing with that sprained finger. Like I said, I saw two fingers kind of taped together, you know, in that game. And I think it's going to affect the shooting. He's also not playing against a slouch defense. And I think that also, you know, comes into play. But I do expect him to be out there just to be a little inefficient. He's struggling to score the ball in general as of late. You know, if he's been much more of a facilitator, he's under his 16 points, which is what he would need to go over in this spot, in 4 straight games and 5 of his last 6 as well. Averaging 17 points in games with Devin Booker in, and he's also averaging 17 points with Kevin Durant in. I could not find the number for how many points he's averaging when both of those guys are in, but I'm pretty sure he's more the facilitator and the number drops down just a tad bit. But we talk about Denver's defense. We know that they've been a very, very solid defense. And I think you kind of get their attention, you know, when you beat them on their home floor. So Devin Booker being back, you know, in this game, I expect the volume to be lower. I also don't expect him to be as efficient with the finger injury. And like I said, it's a big revenge spot for Denver. I think they'll be locked in defensively here. Jamal Murray still listed as questionable. If he doesn't go, there's even more pressure you put on your defense because you're going to be without one of your offensive players. So this one just makes a lot of sense to me, you know, in totality with Denver. You know, still OKC won last night. Minnesota's been winning as well. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. So Denver has to keep pace. And it's a revenge spot. So I think that they take Phoenix very, very seriously here, which is why we see the number getting bigger, even without Jamal Murray being officially in. And I think they're going to do it on the defensive end here, you know. So give me Bradley Beal to go under his 15.5 points here tonight in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you talk about a finger injury, either if it's not your shooting hand or even if it is your shooting hand, I think it's obviously very difficult to play with those type of injuries. And I mean, you laid it out, right? With Devin Booker being back, with Kevin Durant obviously there as well, maybe a little bit more passive. So I think it's a great call on the under on his points, but if you want to take a look at his assists, that he may just be more of a facilitator here tonight, dealing with that finger injury. I think that's a good look there as well for Bradley Beal. So yeah, I expect this game to be a little bit more defensive as well, because again, it's when we talk about some of these Western Conference matchups, especially this week, these are meaningful games. You know, when we talk about playoff seedings, and that we've been preaching, especially on the NBA pod, and I've talked about here at Volumes here on the Propcast as well, is that, you know, I mean, if I'm a team that has players that are regularly getting injured and just dealing with those little, you know, ticky-tack or knick-knack injuries, you want to avoid having to play those extra couple games if you're going to be in that play-in tournament bracket. And I think that the Phoenix Suns are the epitome of that, where, you know, Devin Booker Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Nurkic. I mean, your main four guys have all been dealing with injuries, not only this season, but over the last season as well. So again, you want to stay competitive. So I think defensively, they'll be locked in here, both teams, I think. And then again, I think with Beal, like you mentioned, with the injury, I think he'll be a little bit more passive here tonight for the Phoenix Suns. So yeah, definitely can see the under coming in here for Bradley Beal. All right, for my last player prop, I do have a couple of honorable mentions that we'll get to here as well. But I'm going to go over to that game for the Philadelphia 76ers and the LA Clippers. And there's two ways I wanted to go here. It was either going to be James Harden assist or it's going to be Maxi three-pointers. So right now for James Harden, the assists are at 8.5. And then for Maxi, the three-pointer at 2.5, around minus 130. I'm starting to see some minus 140s out there as well. So I think I'll go with Maxi over on his three-pointers here. I know that he's going to get the attempts up. He's averaging about 7.4 attempts per game in the month of March. Immediate revenge spot here as well for the Clippers, right? Because the Sixers on Sunday got the double-digit victory, and now they're right back at it here on Wednesday evening for the Clippers, looking for some revenge. But the Clippers, they've really been struggling since the All-Star break. And we talked about this a lot, especially on the defensive side of the basketball, where they right now are the second worst defensive rated team, especially at that 3-point position or 3-point defense, I should say. They're allowing 15.8 makes per game over the last five games, which is tied with the Detroit Pistons. They're allowing, let's see here, the attempts aren't a lot, right? They're only allowing 33.2, which is the ninth least in the league. Well, what does that tell you? That they're giving up a lot of open looks, because they're allowing teams to shoot 47.6% from the three-point line, Chris, over the last five games. And just to put that into perspective, the second worst three-point shooting defense percentage-wise is the Boston Celtics, who are allowing teams to shoot 40%. And like I mentioned, the Clippers are at 47.6%. So I think this is an opportunity for Maxi, being on their home floor, to knock down at least 3 three-pointers here. I wanted to get there with Buddy Hield, but he is coming off of the bench, and they don't have that number posted just yet. So I didn't want to give out that without a official number from the books. But I think Maxi can, again, walk into at least 3 three-pointers here tonight. And again, the attempts are there. You're going up against one of the worst, if not the worst, three-point defense, at least over the last five games. And I think those looks are going to be there for him as well. And again, he's coming off the last two games where he was 3 of 5 against the Clippers back on Sunday. And then he was 5 of 7 against the Sacramento Kings on Monday. Now they had a day off traveling back home here after their 4-game road trip. But if you take a look at this month alone, in the month of March, in, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games, he's knocked down at least 3 three-pointers in 7 of those 10 games here. So I'm going to go with Maxi. I know he burned us the last time, but I'm going to go right back to him at least to get us at least 3 three-pointers here, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you laid it out perfectly, you know. Great breakdown by you. It's crazy to think this Clippers defense is allowing teams to shoot the 52% from the corner three and 46% from the above the break three, which is, that's like wild. You said, it equals. I mean, it's really bad, you know, when you're the worst team in both categories. Like, you just can't go to the 3-point line at all. And this just makes a ton of sense. That's where, you know, outside of paint frequency for Philly, you know, if they're 6th in frequency, this is where they shoot a ton of their threes, the above the break three, and that's Maxi all day. They're 8th in frequency, 13th in accuracy over the last 2 weeks. Corner three, 9th in frequency. So, yeah, this makes a ton of sense. Maxi, the only thing I could think of, you know, is that Ty Lue is going to have to tell his guys they're going to have to start hedging. Like, they're going to have to start doubling, getting the ball out of Maxi's hands, which could be good for his assists. But, yeah, he's going to get these opportunities no matter what, though. So, you know, they just don't have as much offense. And you got Kelly Oubre still listed as questionable as well. So that could be even less of offense punch that they have. So this makes a ton of sense to me, you know. Love Maxi in this spot. Threes and, like I said, potentially his assists as well, because the Clippers defense really, really falling off, man. I'm not sure what's happened, but I did see that Coach Tyronn Lue called him. He said, we do have an identity, when he was asked. He said, We're soft. That's our identity. That could be an identity. So we'll see what happens and if they respond, you know. But yeah, according to Ty Lue, they're a soft defense right now. They're a soft team. He said physically and mentally we're soft. So we'll see what happens, man. They need a confidence boost and win after getting smoked by the Pacers at home. So we'll see how it goes. But I like Maxey him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a spot here, like, coming off that loss against the Clippers. This is the first game of a, what, four-game road trip for the Clippers. So if they see if they get off on the right foot here against the Philadelphia 76ers. So we'll see. But hopefully Maxey at least gets us to the window with at least 3 three-pointers here tonight against this Clippers. Lack thereof, three-point defense. Chris, honorable mentions, man. We've been pretty good at these. Ones that we're considering kind of fence on the fence about. But any honorable mentions you want to throw out there?
The Bron one was big for me, you know. Like I said, I didn't play that, but I'm probably going to end up telling that I had him on my honorable mention list, but didn't even see what the number was. Like you said, it just makes a ton of sense. Cleveland and Charlotte is so ugly of a game, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, I had one of Jared Allen rebounds, one. Maybe? Jared Allen rebounds?
I feel like I was that. Looking at, yeah, either Allen rebounds I wanted to get there with, but now with Evan Mobley being back. I think, you know, I mean, we've seen it, right? When Evan Mobley's on the lineup, Jared Allen just, I mean, his PRA was just cashing until like the market finally caught up to it. I'll do a little more digging into that. Darius Garland assists was one I was looking at. It was at 6.5. Mm-hmm. But again, when it's really tricky when you have those like teams just play each other on a back-to-back like situation, right? Because these two teams just matched up. Was it Monday or Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, so Monday, again, and yeah, so
no, Monday, you're right, Monday, you know, he
got a double digit assist game in that game, if I'm not mistaken. I was gonna go back to that, but I mean, traditionally, he's done pretty well against the Hornets. Did 10 assists in that game. That number's at 6.5 right now. He's at least 7 assists in three of the last 5 games. But we know how bad the Charlotte Hornets team is, and again. The blowout factor also concerns me as well for this Cleveland Cavaliers team. And again, we may be seeing Donovan Mitchell also, speaking of the Cavs, returning possibly on Friday against the Philadelphia 76ers. That was another injury news note that came across as well. So I was looking at that. Isaiah Hartenstein rebounds was also what I was looking at. But now with Mitchell Robinson, you know, playing tonight for the New York Knicks, I mean, that might just take a little bit away from his rebounding. I mean, I don't think I expect Mitchell Robinson to be out there for a lot of minutes, but again, that just takes away from Isaiah Hartenstein's minutes at least. That number's at 9.5 for Hartenstein, but I want to see what the approach is going to be with Mitchell Robinson coming back. Josh Hart rebounds is just incredible to see right now, Chris. It's at 12.5. So again, we'll see what transpires now with with some of these guys coming back for the New York Knicks. But yeah, that's the thing. That's all I had as far as honorable mentions. You have anything else?
DeRozan, you know, I like the spot here. Bounce back spot after losing to the Wizards. If you know anything about the Pacers defense, they give up a ton of points to the mid-range shot. You know, this is one of the reasons why Chicago's beat them twice this season. Yeah. Indiana does a really good job of defending the three-point line. They do a really good job of defending the paint, not the mid-range, and DeRozan lives there. He just had a 46-point game against them. 2 weeks ago on the 13th? Yep. That game did go to overtime, but historically he plays well against them. Guys like Kobe White don't play as well because Kobe White likes to shoot a bunch of threes, and that's what the Pacers kind of run you off. So maybe a DeRozan over Kobe White has games this year, you know, against them. He's played them 3 times. He has 15, 16, and 7. And he shot 35%, 26%, and he did only shoot 6 times for 50% in the first game. So he doesn't play well against him because of the shots that he likes to take, whether he's getting all the way to the rim or shooting, you know, a ton of threes. But those two ways where I couldn't really figure out which one I wanted, so I stayed off of both of them. But probably a look towards DeRozan. I think he could mid-range this Indiana Pacers team to death today. so I would say DeRozan.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at now his points props at 26.5. I mean, we would usually see that hovering around like 22.5, 23.5, maybe 24.5 for DeMar DeRozan. But I think, like you mentioned, he had that 46-point game against the Pacers back on March 13th, and he's had a lot of success, and he's really been efficient against them as well. Again, doing larger part what you mentioned about the Pacers giving up a lot of points with that mid-range where DeMar DeRozan lives. Last one I did want to mention again, but this is a team that really doesn't have a lot of three-point shooting. The Orlando Magic, we talked about the Clippers that have been a really bad three-point defense. The Warriors are in that category as well. But I mean, there's not a real guy that's on the Orlando Magic that, you know, can instill that fear of three-point shooting against the Warriors. So, I mean, there may be a guy in there that can knock down two. Maybe it's Franz Wagner, maybe Jalen Suggs. All those guys are at plus money for their over on their three-point attempts, but I just couldn't get there because I just didn't have enough stats and information on that for those guys on the Orlando Magic. Well, I think that could probably be an advantage here for the Golden State Warriors because, again, Orlando's not a really great three-point shooting team. Traditionally, over the past several seasons, they just don't have that shooter, so that was what I was looking into, but it didn't really come in to fruition for me. Chris, let's wrap it up here, my friend, with best bets before we go our separate ways. All right, best bets, what do you got?
I'm going Bill. You know, I really like Jalen Brunson. I think he could potentially get 10 assists, but I like Bill to go under even more. I just think that it'll be a big Kevin Durant game. It'll be a big Devin Booker game. And Bradley Beal, like I said, struggling with that injury. I double checked it too. You know, it is his right ring finger. So it's on his shooting hand, of course, because he's right-handed, which you mentioned, you know, the impact there. And like I said, only 16 points. So he barely got over this line, you know, in the first game. We know Denver is going to be really fired up for this game. So give me Bill to go under his 15 and a half points, you know. And I checked again. I gave you guys minus 120 is the best odds. It's actually minus 105. So not a lot of juice being, you know, late at all. But I like Bill a lot in this one. You know, give me under as the best player prop today, under 15 and a half points for Mr. Bradley Beal.
There we go. All right, for my best bet, I'm going to go with that first one. I gave that rebounding prop, and I really love that one. Nick Claxton over 11 and a half rebounds, laid out the numbers. I mean, he's been so good against the Wizards over the last four meetings, especially the three meetings that they've already played against each other this season. He's eclipsed this number of having at least 12 or more rebounds. And I think that continues here tonight for Nick Claxton, who's also seen an uptick in minutes. So, do expect him to have a big night on the glass here against a team that's allowing the most rebounds to that center position this season. So best bet for me, Nick Claxton over 11 and a half rebounds here tonight against the Washington Wizards. All right, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the NBA PropCast. Chris, anything else we want to mention before we get out of here?
Nah, man, enjoy the games. Like you said, you know, have a big, big slate of basketball, man. Bet responsibly, enjoy the games, and we'll be back to do it again here soon, man. If you watching and you feel so inclined to leave us a review, I always say five star would be greatly appreciated. And we hope you guys are cashing your best as well, man. Enjoy your evenings and enjoy the games, and we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Yeah, not a lot of basketball left, at least for the regular season in the association, so we got to enjoy every minute of these games, whether they're competitive or not. But definitely looking forward to see how things transpire for the rest of the season before we actually do get to the playoffs for the NBA. Make sure you follow Chris on Twitter. That's at Crispy Cap'n with two P's and two N's. You can follow me there as well at SportsNerd824. More importantly, make sure you guys subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast YouTube channel and leave us a rating and review if you haven't already, like Chris has mentioned. We'll be back later this week talking some more injury news, talking some more player props, just talking basketball in general. Till then, good luck with your bets here tonight. Let's break these books off and let it ride.